Masechet Midot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet will now say a rule about walking on Har HaBayit. Mishnah says, Kol HaNichnasin LaHar HaBayit Nichnasin Derech Yamin. All people who enter the Temple Mount enter through one of the gates and they always turn to the right. We have a general rule that you always continuously turn right. So if a person entered the Temple Mount on the Eastern Gate, he would continue to turn rightwards to the Tadi gate continuously all the way around counterclockwise until he got to his destination, and then he continues to go down that path down all the way to the left until he wants to exit, like we'll say. Umakifin v'yotzin derech semol. He continues to circle around till he gets to his spot and he exits the Temple Mount to the left of where he came in. We always move counterclockwise in that direction. Besides, for somebody, if something bad happened to him, as we'll elaborate on, he would circle around the Temple Mount to the left in a clockwise direction. What does that mean? Something bad happened to him that he has to walk in the opposite direction. Malach makif lismol. People would ask this person, why are you circling to the left? And he would answer them, Shani avel. And he would tell them that he's a mourner. He's an avel, he's in mourning, and therefore he's going in this opposite direction. And people would give him a beracha. Hashochen b'bayit zeh yenachamecha. People would tell him a blessing. Whoever, if the one who dwells in this house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give you comfort over the death of your loved one. Another possibility. She'ani menudeh. People see him walking clockwise. They'll ask him what's going on. He may respond, because I was excommunicated. When somebody doesn't listen to the Bet Din, the judges may excommunicate him until he follows their decision. If he's excommunicated, he's not allowed to be near anybody, and they can't eat and drink with him. So he's going in the opposite direction to show that. And people would respond to him, Hashochen v'bayit zeh yiten bilibam v'kadvucha. They would tell him, may the one who dwells in this house, Hashem, put mercy into the hearts of the judges who excommunicated you, that they should bring you close and cancel the decree against you. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Amar lo Rabbi Yose, asitan ki ilu avru alav et hadin, says Rabbi Yose to Rabbi Meir. By having the people pray that the judges change their heart, you're making it like the judges are the ones who did wrong against this person by putting him in excommunication unfairly, when in reality, the judges did what they were supposed to do, and this person has to change his ways, not the other way around. Ela, so therefore, the blessing should be phrased as follows. Hashochen b'bayit zeh yiten b'libecha v'tishma l'divrei haverecha v'karvucha. May the one who lives in this house, Hashem, put a desire into your heart, that as a result, you'll listen to the words of your friends and you'll see that you did something wrong and you should change your ways, and they'll bring you close and cancel the decree against you.